Hey, it's our health and beauty tip this morning.
We are very excited to have back on the show with us Sierra Strength and Speed. We've got two of the trainers with us, Mike Adkinson, Kyle Bateson is in here. And we thought we'd talk about kids' sports. We're getting back into school. And one of the reasons that I really was excited about having you guys on the show is that I work out at Sierra Strength and Speed, and I've been really digging this summer working out there because, Mike, you actually have been working with several athletes here in town that are heading off to college, some big-time colleges, we might add. And we've also, I happen to run into none other than Luke Babbitt. I get to work out with Luke Babbitt. He was hanging out there, too. I feel pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been a busy summer, definitely, in the gym. You never know who you're going to run into at Sierra Strength and Speed. I think that's what's cool about, you know, working out the facility and being a trainer there is that the different people in there, we got a radio personality, we've got high school athletes getting prepared for varsity sports, or we've got pro athletes getting prepared for training camp or their first year in the NBA.
And I think what's really interesting, too, is I want to kind of pick out a couple of ladies that I've noticed working out there. Haley is one of your clients, and she is actually heading off to college. She's going to be on a basketball scholarship. And over the last 3 months that I have been working out there this summer, Haley has been there literally every single day. I don't know how many hours she spends there. I think she might have a cot in the back because I see her there all the time. But we were out working there, working out on Tuesday, and Haley was there. I don't know the first thing about basketball, but I do know that that girl is on fire and has improved so much, Mike. And I just think that she's going to have a great career because she's actually heading to school here coming up.
Yeah, she'll be heading to Cal Lutheran. She's a great athlete. I think one of her key assets is that fire. And what we've learned to do in training is replicate that fire, but get her to control it and focus and channel it. And I think that's been her main key ingredient with her age and becoming a college basketball player.
And then also Lily is going to be playing for USA Baseball.
Yeah, USA Baseball. She's a female baseball player. She actually played with the boys growing up in high school, and she's been working with Rob forever and Kyle as well. And she's one of our lead role models in the gym for sure.
And I like that you say that because, Kyle, you, when I'm working out there with Rob, we've got Kyle who's working out with kind of the younger high school, junior high kids that you've been training. A lot of them, or I know the other day you're there, a kid that's getting ready to play baseball, got a football player that you work with. What is it like for the kids that are in high school to come in to Sierra Strength and Speed and see the Luke Babbitts and the Haley and the Lily? Because the camaraderie, it doesn't seem like, oh, we can't go talk to these upper athletes. It doesn't seem like that at all.
Yeah, you know, it's really great. And especially when those athletes are so open for the younger kids to come up and talk with them. And like Luke was playing with the little kids the other day and kind of taking them through a couple drills. So it's awesome. And it's definitely motivating for the kids when they look and they see their role model, their local role model in there working out, working hard, and then they can do the same thing.
Right, and it makes it more obtainable for them.
Yeah, exactly. They feel like they have a purpose in there and that there's something that is actually that they can reach and do.
Do you feel like when you get some of the younger, the junior high school athletes in there and they see some of these college-bound athletes that are, you know, like you said, there's a lot of camaraderie amongst them, that does the drive, do you notice as a coach and a trainer with them that their drive improves with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And especially because they're trying to show off for the other guys, you know, so like the little kids are in there, and they want to show off for the pro NBA players, so they're in there working harder. They're trying to blow up all the machines. They're trying to run faster. So it's definitely improves their drive that way. And then also when the NBA player or the pro or the college football player comes down and they shake the hand of the little guy, they throw him a pass or something, the kid is just pumped up, and they just want to work hard and everything.
So. I mean, I'll tell you, Bill, I mean, when Luke, first of all, I was like, dude, Luke Babbitt is a big kid. That was like my first thing. But like when he walked by me, I felt like that is a piece of Nevada history. I mean, this is a pretty big deal for us to see
a
UNR player. Definitely. That's going to be heading into the NBA and to have him working out at the gym. And as we head into back to school now with kids, there are a lot of great athletes that are in our local schools that are on their way to looking. They're at that time where they're going to start looking to get some college scholarships. And that's where Sierra Strength and Speed can really come in for those high school athletes who are looking to make that jump. It's that little extra kick. Is that right, Mike?
Definitely. I think we're just a great compliment to high school coaches and to the programs they're already working on. You know, we'll take them a little outside the box, implement what we believe in, mm-hmm. and add on to what they're already doing. and give them a little bit of a performance enhancer.
I mean, and like I said, just going back to Haley and watching her over the last 3 months, Haley already had great, incredible ball skills. I mean, you knew that she was going to be a great player. But just to see where she's come, watching her on Tuesday, and let me say that Haley is right out there with Luke. She is right out there with all the guys. As a matter of fact, half the time that I'm there, Haley is there with five other guys. There's no other girls that are playing with her, and she is showing those guys what she can do.
And there's nothing hotter than a girl playing basketball, you know, in great shape. And the best part is she's always on the rebound.
Oh, Trey. Oh, Trey, so bad.
All right, if people want to get more details, how do they do that?
SierraStrength.com, or you can follow me at EliteProNV on Twitter.
Again, we'll have the information up on our Facebook, but as you head back into school, if you've got those high school athletes that are looking to improve their game, check them out, SierraStrength.com.
The Alice Morning Show with Bill and Connie. Email them, BillandConnie@Alice965.com. Alice@96.5.
Flowers can brighten someone's day, enhance a mood, bring tears of joy, add elegance to an occasion. These special moments are carefully thought out, and choosing the right florist can make these moments grand or disappointing. Carson City Florist guarantees your satisfaction with every floral purchase, priding themselves and their reputation on it. When spontaneity strikes, Carson City Florist can offer you an amazing floral arrangement during happy hour every weekday from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. at half price. Stop in on your way home. There's a full showcase to choose from, all 50% off and ready to go. This offer is cash and carry only. Ask about their Flower Club, a monthly delivery of flowers to anyone you choose. The perfect way to never forget a birthday or anniversary. Trust the locals' choice. Carson City Florist, locally owned. Call Carson City Florist at 887-1717. 887-1717. Located off Highway 50 East across from the Gold Dust West in the Plaza 50 Shopping Center. Become a fan on Facebook and receive an additional 10% off on all orders. Some restrictions apply.
Sure, times have been tough, but enough with the sacrifice. There's serious shopping to do, and what amazing place to do it. Let